This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that there has been repeated violations of understanding which has arisen with the Pakistan last evening. Briefing the reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Misri said that the armed forces are giving adequate and appropriate response to these violations and New Delhi takes a very serious note of these violations. India has called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and to deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. Mr. Misri said that the armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. He said that there has been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of repetitions of these violations along with the international border as well as the line of control.
Bharat aur Pakistan ke DGMOs ke beech jo पिछले कुछ दिन से चल रही सैन्य कार्रवाई को रोकने का समझौता आज शाम को हुआ था पिछले कुछ घंटों से इस समझौते का पाकिस्तान की ओर से घोर उल्लंघन हो रहा है भारतीय सेना जवाबी कार्रवाई कर रही है और इस सीमा अतिक्रमण से निपट रही है ये अतिक्रमण अत्यंत ही निंदनीय है और पाकिस्तान इनके लिए जिम्मेदार है हमारा मानना है कि पाकिस्तान इस स्थिति को ठीक से समझे और इस अतिक्रमण को रोकने के लिए तुरंत उचित कार्रवाई करें सेना ने इस स्थिति पर कड़ी नजर रखी हुई है और उसे किसी भी अतिक्रमण से निपटने के लिए ठोस और सख्त कदम उठाने के लिए आदेश दे दिए गए
The Foreign Secretary said that Pakistan should understand the situation properly and take appropriate action immediately to stop this intrusion. The Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting through video conferencing with the Chief Secretaries of States sharing border with Pakistan. Sources said that they have been asked to remain alert and to activate the civil defense mechanism in the areas in case of any firing from across the border. This came hours after India and Pakistan announced ceasefire. Earlier, India and Pakistan announced ceasefire, agreeing to stop the firing and military action with immediate effect. The Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri made this announcement in New Delhi. He said Pakistan's Director General of Military Operation initiated the call for ceasefire yesterday, after which the discussions took place and understanding was reached.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India at 15:35 hours earlier this afternoon. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
The Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi soon after the announcement of ceasefire between India and Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, NSA Ajit Doval, the Chief of Defence Staff and the Chiefs of all the three services attended this meeting. Pakistan has suffered heavy losses after its provocative action against India and New Delhi dismantled Islamabad's offensive and defensive capabilities through its operational Sindoor. Briefing this media in New Delhi yesterday, India's Army Colonel Sufia Qureshi said that India's operation has been aimed exclusively at the terrorist camps and the facilities being used at the anti-India activities. She said that Pakistan made several attempts to propagate the misinformation and the Pakistan claim of destroying India's S-400 and the BrahMos missile base with its JF-17, which was completely fabricated.
Pakistan ne ye claim kiya ki usne apne JF-17 se hamare S-400 va BrahMos missile base ko nuksan pahunchaya. जो कि बिल्कुल गलत है दूसरा उसका ये भी मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन था कि हमारी एयरफील्ड्स जो कि सिरसा जम्मू पठानकोट बठिंडा नलिया और भुज में है ये उसका मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन भी बहुत गलत है तीसरा पाकिस्तान के मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन के मुताबिक हमारे एम्युनिशन डंप्स जो चंडीगढ़ और बियास में है उसका डैमेज हुआ, यह भी बिल्कुल गलत है। पाकिस्तान की ओर से ये झूठा आरोप भी लगाया जा रहा है कि भारतीय सेना ने मस्जिदों को नुकसान पहुंचाया। मैं इससे बिल्कुल स्पष्ट करना चाहती हूं कि इंडिया इज ए सेक्युलर नेशन और हमारी सेना भारत के कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल वैल्यूज की एक बहुत प्यारी झलक है।
During this briefing, the Air Force Wing Commander Vyomika Singh dismissed the disinformation spread by the Pakistan and India's airfields in Sirsa, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhatinda, Nalia and Bhuj were damaged.
Several attempts were made by Pakistan on spreading a misinformation campaign, as we have seen for the last few days. There were attempts made to say that the destruction of airfields at Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhuj, Nalia, etc. was a false claim. The forward ammunition dump at Chandigarh and Bias are also fit and fine.
Meanwhile, Navy's Commodore Raghu Nair said that since the tragic events at Pahalgam, India's responses has been measured and responsible. He said there's a significant amount of misinformation undertaken from the other side. Commodore Nair asserted that India will be adhering to the understanding that has been reached out by any future escalation will invite decisive response.
There is a significant amount of misinformation that is being undertaken from the other side. And as a professional military organization, we thought it is also our duty to dispel those misinformation aspects, as also state the facts of the case as they stand.
India has warned that any future act of terror will be considered as an act of war against it, and New Delhi will respond accordingly. Top government sources confirmed it, and this came in the wake of recent escalation from Pakistan's side, which stopped after the understanding between the both countries. India's befitting reply to Pakistan's provocation and aggressive diplomatic push at the global level to corner Islamabad forced the neighbouring country to come down on its knees. Just after the drastically Pahalgam terror attack, New Delhi unequivocally made it clear that the terrorists behind the attack and its shielder will not be spared and they will be given the answer in their own language. Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to avenge the slain people and made it loud and clear that Pakistan will have to pay the price for this misadventure. We have more from our correspondent.
Right after the terror attack, India severed diplomatic ties, revoked visas of Pakistanis, suspended Indus Water Treaty and blocked its airspace for Pakistani airlines. Simultaneously, India also launched a global outreach to expose Pakistan's nefarious designs and corner it internationally. Subsequently, it launched Operation Sindoor in the midnight of 7th of this month, wreaking havoc at 9 terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi did not just stop there and doubled down on its retaliation against Pakistan's terror outfits. In the last 4 days, under Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered heavy losses at all fronts, be it in air or on land. Not only this, India also diplomatically pushed Pakistan through its continuous outreach and also in digital space by countering its disinformation and fake narrative. This forced Pakistan to toe the line and come to the table. With Divakar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Afghanistan has strongly rejected Pakistan's allegation of missile strikes by India on Afghan territory. Talking to the Afghan News Network, the spokesman of the Afghan Ministry of Defense, Inayatullah Kawazimi, has said that there has no truth to such claims. India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, in a press briefing yesterday, accused Pakistan of making the allegation that India's missiles have hit Afghanistan. He said that the people of Afghanistan know that their friends and enemies well, and they are aware of which country has repeatedly violated Afghanistan's territory. The United States and Iran will hold a new round of nuclear talks in Oman today, just ahead of the visit to the region by the President Donald Trump. The outcome of the new round is uncertain and amid the continuing U.S.-Iranian tensions and the Washington internal division over the Trump administration-Iran policy. Today marks the celebration of the National Technology Day, commemorating a significant milestone in India's scientific journey. On this day in 1998, India successfully tested its nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan. This day serves a reminder as a pivotal role that the technological advancements play in the country's progress and in the development. The BCCI Vice President Rajiv Shukla has said that the board officials and the IPL Governing Council will discuss today the best possible schedule to complete the suspended T20 league following the announcement of the immediate ceasefire between India and Pakistan. The board was forced to suspend the Indian Premier League with 16 matches remaining. And that is the end of this news bulletin.